What is the role of the manager in the sales process? It should be to help the reps make more money. Let's get right into it. The first way you, as a sales manager, can help your team make more money is making sure that customer service does their job. Interface with your customer service department. Make sure that there are no open issues among the clients that your sales reps have. There's nothing more frustrating for a sales representative than trying to deepen a relationship with a client or a prospective client only to find out they've had a bad experience with customer service in the past. You should connect with your sales reps on a weekly basis to see who their targeted prospects are, to see who their current clients are, and to check for any open customer service issues. You as a sales manager probably have some additional weight in the company. You can close open items. You can reduce the time that customers are waiting for service if you bring pressure to bear. That's one of the best things you can do for your sales reps. Look at the people they're going to call on. Make sure there aren't any open tickets. Make sure that the people that they're calling on get the service they were promised. The second way you, as a sales manager, can help your sales reps be more successful and make more money is help with open accounts receivable. I hate it when companies force their sales reps to make collection calls. Why? Because that's not the sales rep's job. The sales rep is there to make sure that the customer signs on the dotted line and then the customer is given payment terms. Of course, I always feel like clients should pay in advance. I've had great experience with this. I have no accounts receivable. Any company that I've ever run, including a $250 million a year company, never had any accounts receivable because our customers always paid in advance. However, if you have a situation in your company where customers pay and then they get billed, there will be outstanding accounts receivable. So what do? You as the sales manager can make those collection calls. You can call on behalf of your sales rep. The sales rep doesn't want to have this crappy conversation about collecting money. You as a sales manager can do it. Help the sales rep out. It allows you to play good cop and bad cop. You be the bad cop. The sales rep can be the good cop. This keeps everybody's relationship in good standing. Your sales rep can go in and be the happy-go-lucky person that always helps out. You call with the bad guy message of, hey, you got to pay me or we're not going to be able to ship any more product to you. We're not going to be able to provide any more service to you. This helps you get the money in the door. It takes something off your sales rep's plate that only gets in the way of him selling. Accounts receivable is a hindrance to closing more deals. Take it off your account executive's plate. You help him out when the accounts receivable gets beyond a certain point. He'll love you for it. The account rep will love you for it. The client will love you for it. It's the best thing to do. The third way you can help your sales reps make more money as a sales manager is provide them with enough admin support. Admin time is dead time for sales reps. You don't want your sales reps doing any administrative work ever. The more time they spend in the office, the less time they spend selling. Do not allow your sales reps to be bogged down with paperwork. Your best sales reps should get access to the administrative team as often as they need it, because your best sales reps need everything that is a distraction taken out of the way. You want your best sales reps in front of your customers because that's how you make money, that's how the company makes money, but most importantly, that's how they make money. Give your best sales reps the most administrative support possible. Teach them how to work with the admin department so that they leverage the admin capabilities they have, and then bonus both people, the sales rep and the admin, based upon how much the sales rep sells. So the admin will be aggressive at taking work off the sales rep's plate. The less admin work a sales rep does, the more he or she will sell. This is a gold mine for you. Again, bonus the admin as well as the salesperson based on the salesperson's sales, and you'll find they work as a team, and it is a fantastic way to grow revenue. The next way the sales manager can help the sales team make more money is stop holding meetings. You don't need meetings. Meetings suck. Nobody likes meetings. If you like the sound of your own voice, volunteer to read to people who are blind. Volunteer to help out at church where you maybe do a reading or at your temple where you do a reading. Do not hold meetings at work. you can communicate with your sales reps and get them the information they need by doing an informational video every day like this, or doing an informational recording, a voicemail that you send out to everyone, or sending out an email to update them, or more importantly, touch base with your reps as frequently as possible, one-on-one, with a phone call, with a ride-along. In some way, you can connect with them so that you take up the least amount of time possible. The time a sales rep spends in a meeting is unproductive time. That's time taken away from them being face-to-face with someone, them potentially getting a product or a service out to the market. Get them out of the meetings, get them on the street, hold fewer meetings, your sales team will make more money. The next way you can help your sales team make more money is hosting dinners or breakfasts or lunches where you allow your sales reps to introduce their best clients to one another. You, your sales rep, and your rep's best clients, take them all out to dinner, take them all out to lunch, take them all out to breakfast, introduce them to one another so they can do business together. You, as the manager, have to facilitate this because we don't want your sales rep tied up making event arrangements. You need to give your sales reps opportunities to add value to their clients' businesses. And the best way they can do that, introduce their clients to one another. Do this with your top five sales reps, and you'll be amazed at how they deepen their relationships with those people. The minute your sales reps start introducing their clients to one another, the clients realize they care about them more than just getting money in the bank from them. They care about them advancing their business. They care about them growing their business. You, as the manager, control the purse strings. You can make this happen. Help your sales reps introduce their clients to one another, and the relationships will grow. The final way you can help your sales reps make more money is by fighting for your reps to get every bit of compensation they're due from the company. Listen, I know you're in management. I know you work for the company. But in reality, you have to be the biggest advocate for your sales reps. You've got to fight for them to get an increase in commission. You've got to fight for them to get an increase in base salary. You've got to fight for them to get an increase in the bonus that they get paid. Your best reps should always believe that you have their back because you need to have their back. That's what makes the company go. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. You, as the sales manager, need to be out there fighting tooth and nail for your reps to get everything they deserve. This is the way you make sure your sales reps are loyal to you because you demonstrate your loyalty to them. These are the six ways that sales managers can help their sales team make more money. If you're a sales team member, this is what you should look for in a sales manager. And if you're a sales manager, this is what you gotta do. You have to be this person out there every day, fighting and making it happen for your reps. That's what you live for. You live to help your salespeople be more successful. Until tomorrow, remember, at the sound of the tone, if you do this, you will sell more.